Hello, my name is Sam Dunnewald, and I am the host of Dice Exploder, the Emmy-nominated podcast all about RPG design right here on the Many-Sided Network. And after years of interviews and ideation with some of the best designers in RPGs, my first print game is coming to Kickstarter. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes, a John Wick-inspired game about getting your bloody revenge. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a game about standing in the shadow of a skyscraper in the pouring rain, bathed in bubblegum neon and someone else's blood, staring down at the man who ruined your life all those years ago, raising the barrel of a gun and asking, "Will you pull the trigger?" Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a one-shot capsule game box set deck builder RPG, and you can follow it right now on Kickstarter. Back Band-Aids and Bullet Holes on May 5th.
Last time, you arrived in Bakersfield. You had plans to try to get help from other cars who passed by you on the freeway, and to no avail, nothing came of it. You pushed the car into the middle of the freeway. It just made people more suspicious of you and could around your situation. As you walked along the side of the road and, you know, pulled your car back off to the side, a black SUV was behind you all. Driving very slowly. You saw that its lights turned off. Ryan was immediately suspicious. He's seen that type of car before. He starts to run, starts to sprint. The car speeds up and tries to hit you with its passenger side door. And you're able to dodge out of the way. And you see a woman in a very sharp official business suit. Black. Gives you one look and shuts the door and drives that car straight into Bakersfield, where you guys are all walking currently. The walk isn't long. You're about a mile off from officially entering into the city. And you found a few locations. There is an auto repair shop that you guys walked by, but it was closed. You see that there was a cheap motel as well as a diner that is next to the motel. And currently, Catherine is sitting in that diner after having argued with her husband about what is the right thing to do regarding her deceased son and getting revenge, or justice, as she likes to call it. And so she made her way over to the diner. The other three are sitting in room 11A. Still deciding on what they want to do next, and that's where we return now.
Ryan will kind of be sitting on the bed and bouncing on the springs a bit, just that, like, nervous energy.
Cut it out. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I am... After wiping the last layer of dust and the last surface in this room, I need to enter my Zen mode. Just to give me a moment, Ryan. Let me breathe in, breathe out.
You should really talk to Gladys. They'd probably give you some money for cleaning these rooms. It seems to have helped.
I think we should leave him alone.
A vein pop out from my forehead. Breathe in. Breathe out. I'm entering this, like, I am just doing my Zen.
Okay, Ryan, do you want to go get something to eat next door while he does all of that?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we've been walking for quite a bit and kind of worked up an appetite. It's a diner. What do you think they'll have?
We'll get a menu and we'll figure it out.
Cool.
Since Lucas here will just we can leave our stuff here for now, and then we can go.
Yeah, I'll just grab my camera and I'll be good to go.
All right, I'll wait outside. And she walks out the door and just leans against the wall or window next to it.
Yeah, Ryan will like pick through his clothes till he gets his Polaroid camera, kind of yanks on the strap and kind of hurries out the door.
Well, hi there. My name is George.
Sorry, hi, George, your goddess's husband, no?
Yes, that'll be me.
Well, she said she'd be over shortly, potentially. What can you get me? I will just have... I'll just have a coffee for now. Can I wave you over again if I need anything more?
Oh, of course, there's nobody else in the diner, so... You have all my attention. On his face. Unblinking eyes as he looks at you.
I love to hear that. She kind of stares a bit longer. Smile fades a little. So I'll call you over when I'm ready. If that's... Just a coffee for now. Thank you so much.
And how would you like your coffee, dear?
She debates it for a second. Black. I don't think I need any sleep for a while.
Well, that's fortunate, as we're all out of sugar and we're all out of cream.
Huh. Funny how these things happen. That's perfectly fine by me.
Well, I'll go get your coffee for you. You hold tight.
Thank you so much.
And you see him shuffle off. He has like a very clean and pristine. It's the opposite of what's inside this diner. This diner has like a thin layer of dust on it. As you are the only one sitting inside. Are you sitting in a booth or did you go up to the bar?
She's sitting in a booth, but she's got her head in her hands. She's like looking over the... It looks like she's looking over the menu.
And you see him, he's wearing like a white... apron, and you see his name tag says George J, and he is unnaturally clean, and his teeth are very white, you noticed, as he shuffles off to go pour you some coffee. And you hear the door open behind you and the ding.
She looks straight at it in case it's Harold.
It's Imani and Ryan.
Kev?
Ryan? And she'll stand up and rush to them.
Oh, thank God.
Did you find someone to fix the car? How did you get here? And she sort of checks Ryan over, sort of pats his face, shoulders, sort of thing.
Ryan will kind of grab her shoulders, kind of push her away a little bit. We're fine. What about you? You got in the car... We don't know what happened to you.
And let's all agree you don't do that again, especially without talking to anybody first.
No, never again. I knew it was Harold. Harold's my husband.
Your husband kidnapped you?
It appears that way, yes. Look, grief is a complicated thing, and we're just on different sides of the spectrum with it, and I wasn't in any danger, but... I will endeavor to make sure I'm not in that position again. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean. Are you sure you two are okay? Where's Luke?
Oh, he's stress cleaning.
He just finished stress cleaning and now he's meditating. We walked all the way here. A black van tried to knock Ryan off of his feet. It's been a day. It's definitely been a day.
What do you mean? What do you mean a car tried to knock Ryan off his feet? Ryan, did you know them? Did you get a good look?
They're gone now. I don't... It's not even a worry, Kath. Like, they're gone. You're back. we'll get the car fixed. Everything will be great. So I don't think...
They did drive into this town, though. I don't know if they are still here.
I mean...
You'd recognize this car if you saw it again?
Oh, yeah. All black, tinted windows. Like, very much super secret agent vibes. Not good, pretty much. Very not good.
She nods slowly. Huh.
And you guys see... George makes his way back, very pristinely, calmly, and hands you a steaming cup of coffee. He says, "Oh, well, hello, looks like you have friends now. My name is George Johnson, and I am the owner of the Dust Bowl Diner. How can I help you all?" "Oh, please, come, have a seat, have a seat."
"Oh, for sure, George. Would you happen to know Gladys's husband? He works here."
"Oh, that's me."
"Oh!
Oh, God, there's more of them."
"Yeah. Me and Gladys have been married for 35 years, yeah."
"Oh, when is your guys' anniversary?"
"Oh, it was last month."
"Oh, well, congrats."
"Thank you, thank you. Please, please, have a seat."
I'll take them back to the booth I was in.
You see him walking behind you all a little too close.
Yeah, Imani's not liking that. She's very weird. She's trying to stay as far as possible from this individual.
And he was still holding the coffee, so he sets it down. "Here's your cup of coffee, ma'am. And I'm sorry, I didn't get your name. That was so rude of me."
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't introduce myself. I'm Kath. Thank you so much for the coffee." And she'll take a sip. Sort of hits her a bit hard.
"Is Kath your God-given name, ma'am?"
"Oh, well, no, Catherine. Everyone calls me Kath."
"Ah, I love the name Catherine. It's very beautiful."
Oh, it's one of those types of towns, huh? And Imani's, like, saying this, like, under her breath. Like, okay, cool.
"Bakersfield's a great city, if you ask me. Now, can I, get you all anything to drink? Anything to eat?"
"George, would you happen to have pie?" And, like, Ryan would get this kind of mischievous smile.
He says, "Well, we got apple or cherry."
"Oh, apple, please."
"Of course. It'll be right up." And he pull out a white pad out of his, like, very clean. You notice how clean and white his clothes are. He says, "Oh, I also have a menu. Sorry about that." Puts one on the table.
"Oh, thank you." And Ryan will kind of, like, leaf through it and kind of open it up.
He says, "We have a menu right here, but I can recite every single thing on that menu right now."
"Cool."
"Oh.
Could you?"
"Yes. We got two eggs, any style, with toast and hash browns. We got a short stack of pancakes. We got a basic omelet, grilled cheese, a BLT, a tuna melt, plain hamburger, a cheeseburger, a patty melt, meatloaf with mashed potatoes, chicken fried steak, spaghetti and meatballs, french fries, onion rings, coleslaw, slice of pie, apple or cherry, ice cream sundae, jello, coffee, free refills on that coffee, fountain soda. It's special in the soup of the day."
Ryan's smile will just get wider. Did you learn all that, like, from the job? Just from working here for so long?"
"You could say that."
"Cool.
What can I get you?"
"Well, I'll take an omelet, George. Thank you."
"Of course. How would you like your omelet?"
"I'm sorry?"
"I could surprise you."
"Yes. Yes, yes. Of course, yeah. If you've been in the business so long, you can recite the menu off by heart. I think, you'll know what's best."
"That's what Gladys says. And you, ma'am?" As he looks over at Imani.
"Water.
Huh.
Tap, please."
"How would you like your water, ma'am?"
"Wet." "Wet? In a glass?"
"Oh, my apologies. What I mean is, would you like ice water or room temperature?"
Room temperature. I don't know what you got going on in that ice machine, so better safe than sorry, right?"
I imagine the regular things that go on in a ice machine."
"Yeah. Bacteria growth. Anyway,
And you see outside, you see a rat scurry across out of your peripheral vision, Imani.
How big did it look from my peripheral?
Big enough to catch your attention. Like, yeah, like a kitten.
Do you guys don't have any rat problems, do you?
Well, I'll get started on that water for you and that pie for you. Ryan, is that all you would like?
Yeah, I'm good with just the pie. Thank you. Does Gladys ever visit you?
Of course. She's my wife.
Oh, I was hoping to get a picture of the two of you just to show that we stopped by here.
Well, then I'll go get her for you. If that's what you want, we'll make it happen.
Oh, cool.
I could even take you to the back and show you around the kitchen.
Really? I mean, that would be really cool.
Maybe, Ryan, we could do this another time. We're kind of on a tight schedule with this road trip, you know?
Oh, but the car's busted. Like, we at least have time to look through a kitchen.
We can find a rental, or we can get someone to help us in the morning, you know? Just, we do have places to be in the morning.
You see his hands go behind his back. Oh, your car's broken down. Well, you know, we got an auto repair shop, the Rusted Wrench, if you need help.
Oh,
yes, thank you. Gladys actually told me all about it. Not open right now, but in the morning, I'm sure we can get it all sorted there. Ryan, honey, why don't we have some breakfast first? Just some food, just to calm down a little bit, and then maybe if we still have time, then we can see about touring the kitchens and seeing how everything goes. How does that sound?
Yeah, I guess that's all right. I mean, yeah, we are busy.
Is she your mother, young man?
Oh, no. Kat's just a friend. We've just known each other for a bit.
And how old are you?
19.
Well, you're an adult then.
Yeah.
You can make decisions on your own.
Yeah.
Yeah, he makes his way back to the kitchen after he says that.
Yeah, I think I do want to see the kitchen. And Ryan will kind of shift past Monty to head towards the counter.
I'm going to grab onto him and just give him a look. Just like, and she's just like not saying anything, just like.
Why? They've been so nice.
There's nice, and then there's creepy nice, trying to take you into the back of their shop to murder you type of nice.
And kind of eyes wide.
Well, we don't know that's... Ryan, don't worry, honey. We don't know that. It's just...
Do you people not watch movies?
Well, we all just got reunited. We can all go and see it together if we have time. How does that sound? Does that sound okay?
He was ready to show me it now, though. Like, I don't...
Oh, my God.
Ryan will look a little conflicted.
Well, Ryan...
I really don't think we should do this. I really, really don't. Again, have you guys not seen a single horror movie in your life? You don't go to the creepy shed. You don't go in the creepy house. You especially don't go into the creepy back kitchen of a random restaurant in a random town.
I mean, I don't think it's creepy. It's old, a little dusty, but...
It's not a question of how nice these people have been to us. It's just, well, we've taken time out of the schedule already so that we can get all your photos. So it's just, and Imani has quite a tight deadline from what I remember. So it's just, you know, we've already taken time out for the photos and the car's broken down. So I just think maybe we should have something to eat, have a little think about what we want to do, maybe go get Luke. Then we can come back and decide if we have time. If the auto repair shop isn't open still, then we can have the discussion and she'll shoot Imani a look. Understood?
Yeah. Understood. I'd also like to mention that when I brought up the rat thing to kind Mr. George over there, he didn't answer my question. I saw out of the corner of my eye a rat the size of a small cat.
Wait, hold on. You, Gladys mentioned something about the rats.
What did she say about rats?
Good luck with the rats, or don't mind the trouble with the rats. It's, something like that. I didn't really think much of it.
Good luck with the rat! Good luck with the rats.
I didn't know what she was talking about. I've never been here before.
Well, now we know, because there's cat-sized rats outside.
They're big?
From what I saw, it may be dark, but I'm not mistaken. That was a giant rat.
How big?
The size of a small cat. Maybe a little bigger than a kitten.
Oh.
Listen, we just have to hold out until the repair shop's open. That's a few hours from now. If we go back to the motel, we still have Gladys there. Right?
Yeah.
So the motel isn't any better of an option than here. And here we have food and doors that close and don't open at random.
Okay.
And you see Harold walk in, and he sits at the bar, not facing you all. You guys are off on the end, right? Yeah, so he's like on the opposite side, sitting at the bar.
We see him come in.
Yep.
That over there is Harold. Oh, that's my husband. I thought maybe he needs some more time to cool off.
Seems like he wanted to get out.
Listen, we've already ordered. I can't just leave places because my husband's here. So let's...
I feel like that's a logical reason to leave a place that you don't want to be in. You know, not wanting to talk to people that you don't particularly like. I do it all the time. It's very convenient.
I do actually quite like him. He is my husband, after all. So it's just a little bit difficult right now. So we've already ordered. I can run back and grab Luke. Bring him here. If he joins us. He said he was joining, right? Didn't he?
I don't think he is. If he comes in here, he's going to want to go on another cleaning spree. Best leave him be.
Well, if Luke decides to join us, we can plan from there. But for us, I say we eat, we go back, and then she'll lower her voice, and we discuss the plan from here.
Okay.
And you see that George has a large circular like serving plate with all you guys' orders on it. And as he's holding it with one hand, you see him, large smile once again, unblinking eyes, white teeth, talking to Harold really quickly. And then he makes his way over to you all sitting down. He says, well, I gave a little, you know, two slices of pie for at the table.
Thanks a lot, George.
Cherry for you and apple for you, young lady. He sets it down in front of you, Monty. And here's your room tap water.
Thanks, George. I'm sorry for the rude question. Do you blink?
Imani!
I mean, doesn't your eyes get a little dry, you know, from the not blinking?
Imani, everyone blinks.
He hasn't, as far as I know.
I think I blink as every other normal human being.
Interesting. Thank you for the pie and the room temp water. Very good customer service.
Oh, of course. Only the best at the Dust Bowl Diner. And here's your omelet, Miss Catherine.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, George. Thank you. This is great.
Let me know if there's anything else I can do. Also, me and Gladys have been married for a mighty long time, so if you ever need marriage counseling, I can help you out. As he leans down a little bit closer.
I think I'll be okay, but thank you, George. 5 years is a long time. I'll be sure to think of you if I ever need it. You should kind of like turn to the other two to see if like they've also just heard this.
Does this man look like he's been married for 35 years? Does he have age on him? Or does he look like a Ken doll? I need to know.
No, he's an older... It's an older couple. Yeah.
Okay. Still kind of creepy. Kind of creepier. But, you know.
Ryan will just be smiling and nodding as he's eating the pie.
Oh, so oblivious.
Young man, I'd be happy to take any photos that you need of me and Gladys. And a tour of the kitchen is right up there if you need it.
Oh, cool. Yeah, like, I'd love to get a photo whenever you can. That tour of the kitchen,
Let's go take one in the kitchen, actually.
Oh, okay, sure. Is Gladys here?
I can go get her.
Cool, yeah. Let me just make sure my film reels. And he'll kind of twist a couple settings on his Polaroid, snap it closed, and as he's getting up. Yeah, lead the way.
Well, actually, I gotta serve this other man that came in, but as soon as he's served, we'll be ready.
Okay.
And you see him walk over to and pull out his notebook and jot down his order as they talk off to the side.
Catherine's just watching, like, Harold the whole time.
He hasn't looked over.
Ryan, are you going to take up this offer for the kitchen tour?
Yeah, I mean, you said we were short on time, two birds with one stone. They're going to show me the kitchen. We're going to take a picture there. And then no time's wasted. We can plan after. It worked out so perfectly.
All right. Well, it seems you've made up your mind on this. Just listen, honey, if you feel just like anything's off, just give us a shout and we'll be there, okay?
Yeah.
We're not going with him at all?
I think Ryan is an adult, as George said. And she'll kind of, like, kick Imani under the table a little bit.
Imani kicks back, but just because he's an adult legally doesn't mean he's an adult mentally.
Which is exactly why some ears shouldn't be listening to the conversation we're about to have.
Okay, fine. I hope you get your picture, Ryan. I hope it's a good shot. And she's painfully smiling at Ryan. She's trying really hard to be supportive. It's not working.
Well, thanks, Bonnie.
Ryan, honey, I mean it. If anything feels off, just give us a shout. Okay?
Ryan will just shake his head and be like, yeah, but they're so nice. There's nothing. The only weird thing is going to be that big rat. Imani saw, so I don't see there being an issue.
Well, just remember. And she'll, like, pat your shoulder a little bit. And sort of, she moves around so that you can sit on the end for when he comes back. And then she'll begin to eat.
And you see that George has given, he's given a cup of coffee over to Harold, and Harold is sitting with his, like, one hand, sitting against his head, his forehead. He's kind of hunched over, looks stressed. And you see that George has put a hand on his shoulder, and you see Harold look up at him as they are talking.
Can we hear what they're saying?
Not from here.
I think, like, as Catherine's eating, she's still watching the conversation. She's kind of, like, straining to listen, but she's just sorted one problem. So she eats.
Does Ryan make his way over there?
Yeah, Ryan would probably, he wouldn't sit right next to him on a bar stool, but he'd sit close enough to George's side that, like, once they're done with their conversation, he can just slide off the bar stool and walk in stride with him. So he'll just be kind of just filling with his camera, looking through the viewfinder at the various edges of the diner, kind of looking at the front door to see if Gladys is coming in that way.
As you make your way, and you're kind of, are you making your way towards the other side of the counter that leads to...
Yeah, I think so. I mean, George gave me permission, so yeah, I'd lift up the counter's edge, kind of go back there.
Now I need you to make a wits roll as you are. I want to see if you catch any of the conversation that they're having as you're making your way.
No successes.
The conversation ends right before you get there. George looks at you. Oh. Hey there, young man. I think a picture in the kitchen would be mighty creative, right?
It would be great. Like, you could show me everything back there, and then once Gladys comes in, we'll get, like, a picture either by this back counter or wherever you prepare the food.
Gladys is already in there.
Really? Did she come in through the back?
Follow me.
In the far reaches of the world, under a lost and lonely hill, lies the forgotten Tomb of Corridors and all its many ills. This labyrinthine crypt, filled with monsters, traps, and treasure, seeks to destroy your mortal form and seal your soul forever. Originally called Tomb of Horrors, based off the original created in 1979, included in my version of Tomb of Corridors will be its own background information, a legend of the tomb as it relates to the land of Hyrenor, and quite a few unserious hijinks. I'm Amelia Somm, and I will be your Dungeon Master. embarking within the tomb, we also have
Haley as the Queen's Ravens,
Stella Jo as the Sacrificial Sisters of Alpha Kappa Mori,
Cyrus as a lesbian who keeps coming back wrong.
New episodes release on Mondays, wherever you get your podcasts.
As you make your way there, you could see that Gladys has her hands folded on like a counter where you can, like, you know, cut all the vegetables and stuff like that, stainless steel, and she's just standing there and she's smiling and waiting, seemed to be waiting for you.
Hi, Gladys. I didn't see you come in. Did you come in through the back?
Well, it's nice to see you on this night. I was hoping I would see you again.
Yeah, me too. George said you guys have been married for 35 years, and I thought it'd be a cool picture to get a picture of the two of you at this diner, show my folks back home, the nice people I've met along the way.
Oh, tell me about your parents.
they work a lot, but they still make time for me. I'll see them here and there. But I know bringing them back all these photos for my trip I'm having with Kath, they'll be mighty happy, and it'll take their minds off the stress of work.
And she says, when you speak about your parents, there's a twitch in your left eye, and you seem to be stuttering over your words.
Gotta rub his eye a bit. I guess it's just a touchy subject, you know.
Why is it a touchy subject?
I haven't seen him for a bit.
That is so unfortunate. I don't think young men should be separated from their parents. Can I give you a hug?
Sure. I mean.
Oh, I would love that. George, what I think this young man needs is a nice hug. He looks at you. You know what, I think so too. I'm so sorry to hear about this with your parents. Get in here. And they pull you into like a group hug.
A group hug?
And you feel the hug. It's nice and warm. And then it starts to get tighter.
Thank you, guys. It's getting a little tight. We can end now.
And it gets tighter.
Guys, really, really, it's a little hard to breathe.
Gladys whispers in your ear, you need to get out of the city or you'll be fed to the rats. And then they let you go. We'll be taking the picture right over here. Is this a good spot? Are you okay?
I'm fine. Silly me. I forgot the film. Can you believe that? I came to take a picture and I forgot the film.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just such a great hug.
Here, take some water. Have some water.
No. And he'll kind of wave his hands. I'm great.
She stands closer to you. Why are you shaking, young man?
Brian, start to take a couple steps back.
What's going on? Me and my husband would be so happy to take a picture.
Once I get the film, it's in my bag, back in our room.
Are you sure you don't have the film?
Yeah, I'm sure I checked.
Open the camera.
No, it's good. I'm just gonna head back to my friends.
And you bump, as you're backing up, you bump into George's chest. He says, oh, young man, that's mighty rude to not listen to an older woman. And I think she asked you to open that camera. I think you should do it, young man.
Let's open it.
Open the camera.
Ryan will try to bolt for the other side of the counter.
Okay, so you're going to roll agility to try to, and he's going to try to stop you, so it's going to be an opposed roll against him. Okay?
Okay. One success.
Okay, so I'm going to roll for him. Oh my god.
Should I push the roll?
I rolled 3 successful. You can push the roll.
What the? The world hates us. We might as well roll over and just pass out.
two failures.
Oh my god. No. Oh my god.
So you lose one hope. As you try to kind of dodge around him, his arm goes out and stops you. And he's still smiling. Where are you trying to go? I thought you were going to take our picture.
I had to get the film, and I thought, I figured if I ever had it, I could get it.
You know what I've noticed? Sometimes I'm forgetful, and I have Gladys over here to remind me. Love of my life. Don't know what I would do without her. Now, please open the camera, and let's double check that the film is not inside.
Ryan will shakily take out his Polaroid and try to eject the back, hopefully spilling out the film, but...
And it opens, and the film is inside.
Imagine that!
Well... Well, silly you. Gladys, he had the film the whole time. Smartest lady I ever did marry.
Well, if you could stand by your wife, I could get a better shot.
Oh, of course. Gladys, come over here. And he calls her over, and they're standing in the doorway leading out back into the diner.
All right, we'll look around nervously. Is there like a back door?
There is a back door, yeah.
Okay, so he'll just like, okay, I'm gonna set up the shot. And he'll be shaking, he'll look through the viewfinder, and he'll just start to back up. Okay.
And they stand next to each other, arms to their side, and with wide smiles on their face.
That's great. Just stay like that. Just stay like that. Just getting it in the frame. And Ryan will try to back up to the back door and see if it's open, if it's unlocked.
The back door is unlocked.
Let's just stay like that. His other hand will just reach for the doorknob as he's still holding the camera up. Just get the man in to focus. As he'll open the door and try to leave.
The door opens. All right, if you're being quick about it, I'll have you roll agility.
Okay.
Are you trying to be quick?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and roll agility.
Oh my god. No successes.
Okay, you see, as you try to go to open the door, something clicks inside of George's mind, and he starts to run at you. And so I'm going to roll for him to see if he catches you.
Oh my god.
And with one success.
No.
George is quick. This older man, but he's got a pep in his step. And he lunges for you. He says, Oh, hold it there, pal. That's not the way out back into the diner. That's the back door.
Silly me. Just getting the best angle.
And I didn't even give you the tour of the kitchen yet.
Cab! He'll try to shut up.
Do you scream out for Cab?
Yes. Cab!
Now, but while you're... When you scream out for her, you see that Harold has been watching. And he sees you look nervous and trying to get out the door and the old man holding on to you. And you see him walk into the kitchen. He says, what's going on here?
I want to leave.
He says, I believe this man wants to leave, George. George is like,
I had every intention. I was just giving him a simple tour of the kitchen. You're free to go, young man.
Ryan will kind of try to sidestep George and try to hurry over towards Harold.
Harold is just looking at them the entire time. He doesn't take his eyes off them as you skirt around them.
Thank you. And Ryan will just leave Harold. He'll just kind of head for the other side of the counter.
I'm assuming you're like running.
Yes. Very much as his Polaroid camera's just flailing around his body.
Yeah, immediately stands up. Like, runs over.
If you're continuing to watch Harold, you would have noticed him walk into the kitchen. Which is strange. Like, you don't do that when you're at a diner.
Yeah, I feel like seeing Harold walk in gets her ready. Sort of thing, because that's weird. And then as soon as she sees Ryan, she just, like, runs. Like, catches him, like, mid-run. Talk to me. What's wrong? What did they do?
I don't...
Ryan?
They just wanted... I don't know what they wanted. They said, to not worry about the rats. I don't know what that meant. They squeezed me until I couldn't breathe. I don't like it here.
What about Harold? I saw him go in there. Where's Harold?
Oh, he told them to let me go, and I just left him there. I mean...
We need to go now.
At that moment, you see Harold comes out of the kitchen, gives you like one last look, Catherine, and then he makes his way out of the diner.
Let's watch him leave, see how far he gets.
He walks pretty far down, but if you're staying inside the diner, there's only so far you can look through the glass. Yeah.
Let's go back to the motel. At least we can lock and barricade doors there. Let's get moving, guys. Let's go.
I guess as long as they can't get in.
I'm sure we can find something to barricade. But right now we need to leave. We need to leave here now. Okay.
Yeah. Let's go.
Imani.
Yeah, I'm with. She's standing by the door, like waiting for you guys. Like, we're ready. I'm ready. Let's go.
Ryan is out the door now. He's running.
You see that George had walked back out, and he just kind of is watching you both, all of you, with a smile on his face, and he waves at you.
You stay away from him. You hear me?
Just looked at you with a smile.
And then she'll sort of usher, you know, everybody out. And then we head back to the motel.
Imani's head is on a swivel. She's looking left, right, behind her in some cases. Just looking at the ground, looking under her feet, making sure she's not stepping on anything weird. Because now she's very wary of rats.
You could see the tail end of Harold getting into his car, and you see him, like, reversing. Seems to drive off.
And Catherine, we'll just watch for a second. Okay, that's...
We should have stolen his keys when we had the chance.
Maybe, but,
Sorry. That's your husband. I'm sorry, but, like...
It's fine, don't worry. It's just... There was a finality to that, you know? And she shakes her head. Anyway, it's the motel. I can worry about Harold after this road trip. Come on, get moving.
Okay. You guys make your way back to Luke's room.
Is there anything that we could barricade a door with in here? Like, even if it's just a chair under the door handle?
There are two chairs and a small side table in there. And the two kind of full-size beds.
Luke, up you get. We need to barricade the doors now. And then she'll, like, point at him. She'll, like, point at him and then, like, click her fingers. So he stands up and then she'll start, like, unplugging stuff.
Wait. Do I hear Cat in my Zen mode entering the room? That's a ghost. She's not here.
She's alive.
You're not crazy.
Sorry to break your zen.
Stay calm. Zen. Okay. Why are we shopping this? What is happening? Is your husband, like, here? Because, like, how did you get here? While I get a chair and just, because, knock it back in the door. It's like, what? Wait. You have a lot of explaining to do here.
I do. I just... She's like helping you move things to the door, and then like as she's doing that, she's talking. Harold has gone. That's what's important. He's alive. He's gone home, as far as I'm aware.
Okay.
He won't be a problem again. Okay.
Because if you have another handgun somewhere in your person, I'm not good with violence. Okay. Okay. Okay.
I wouldn't ask you to do anything you didn't want to do. She like flashes a smile.
What happened with you, all of you?
This town isn't right. Ryan, explain again. What happened?
I mean, we were getting ready to take a picture. They asked me about my parents, and then they said it was a group hug, but it wasn't like a group hug I've been in. It just, they kept compressing me to the point I couldn't breathe. And then they said to worry about the rats. I didn't fully understand it, but then they just wouldn't let me leave without taking a picture. And then the only reason I got out was because that guy showed up and
Harold?
He said, yeah, Harold.
Do you remember word for word what they said about the rats, specifically?
A lot happened.
It's okay. Gladys and her husband George have mentioned rats. Imani saw them whilst we were in the diner. Gladys mentioned them again to Ryan. We're stranded here, at least until the auto repair shop opens, if there's anybody normal still operating it.
Probably not.
I would suggest we barricade the doors till morning, take turns keeping watch to make sure they don't come in, and as soon as it hits daybreak, we go back to the car, maybe the auto repair shop first, then the car. Either way, we're here till morning.
Okay.
That's what we need to plan for.
Okay, if that's what we're doing, and we're stuck in one room, because I'm assuming you guys won't go to room 5. I look at them, Nani.
I mean, we can go to room 5. Maybe,
we'll be safer together.
Okay, I guess we're all staying in one room. Great, I lost $25 for nothing.
Well, I am losing my health for nothing. I look at the floor. Not the cleanest carpets here.
Okay, does anybody know that word for clean freaks? The long one? Mitochondriac?
Hypochondriac?
Hypochondriac? I don't know. You're some kind of chondriac, and we don't have time for it.
Look, there are two ladies in this room. I'm assuming your guys are taking the two available beds, and me and Ryan are sleeping on the floor. I will need a lot of tissue papers for this one, just to cover my sleeping area. Excuse me, I need to process this. I go to the toilet. If there is any kind of pillow, I scream on it inside the toilet. Just because probably a couple of seconds, and I pull out a roll of tissue paper. There's only one roll in this toilet.
So you do need to sleep for at least 8 hours.
Well, with that, I think I'll take the first watch. I think you guys should get some rest. Even if you're just laying down, it'll feel better than stressing about here.
Kat, I don't know what you're trying to do. No, actually, I know what you're trying to do. But this has not even been a day, and it's already killing me. I just crash on the bed by that point. You're either gonna get yourself killed, or you're getting us killed.
Right then. And she'll sort of stand up, brush herself off, chop her hands together sort of thing. Off to bed with the both of you then.
Already trying to do it.
Yeah.
And so the night passes without any other stressors, and soon the day rises as you guys all wake up from some form of a fitful sleep that you tried to get that night. And you see the sun starting to shine through the blinds of the motel room.
Did I notice anything on my watch? Did I hear anything during my shift? Okay. I didn't hear anything. No scuttling, no rat-like noises. Just quiet.
It was an uneventful night.
Because Luke is an early riser, I wake up as the first ray of light opens my eyes. Strikes my eyes and look around. Who's awake?
Luke, you see four men right up as they have walked up. And you hear a knock on the door.
Okay. Do not panic. Yes, who is it?
Open up.
Why?
If you want help with your car, open up.
I look at the money. Did we call any help last night?
No, we didn't call any help, but I bet that couple did.
We're not interested.
This is the only help you're gonna get in this town.
They're not gonna leave, are they?
I don't think so. Why does that sound like a threat?
We'll walk away, you hear on the other side. Good luck.
That is not suspicious at all, huh?
Okay. Who votes for stealing a car?
Because look, considering that both of them are still asleep, unanimous vote, let's steal a car. I raise my hand.
Imani raises her hand.
Okay, that's decided. We are stealing a car.
Cool. Okay.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Electric State, The Path to Dawn. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to share it with your friends and family, and don't forget to leave us a review. New episodes are published every week on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and Amazon Music. I'm your Game Master, Maia, and I'm joined by Arcturus as Ryan, Serge as Luke, Meg as Catherine, and Naya as Imani. Check out the links in the description to learn more about the game and our amazing cast.